Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us this morning, Dr. Tal Mimran. He is an associate professor and he is an expert at international law. We wanted to discuss with him about the renewed debate over the death penalty for terrorists in Israel. The big question is not only legal, it's not only moral, but it's also practical. Would it deter attacks? Would it backfire? We're trying to separate, I guess, the emotion from the evidence. Dr. Tal Mimran, good morning. We haven't spoken for a while. I'm hoping you are well.
Thank you, Howard. Good morning. Very happy to be with you.
So let's just clarify what we mean in terms of this move. What is the current position in Israel with regard to the death penalty?
So in fact, there's not even a consensus within the coalition on the necessity of the bill and also on the timing of its advancement. So what we saw today was some sort of a show that was presented by Itamar Ben-Gvir, which is the Minister for National Security, and by some parliament members who probably want to gain some points within their audience. But this move was done notwithstanding the disagreement of the rest of the coalition and specifically the Prime Minister. And as such, in fact, I find it hard to believe that this law will actually be advanced in practical terms. At the same time, this is a discussion that we are having in Israel for over than two decades, at least. Israel is facing waves of terrorism from within and from outside. And as part and part of the toolbox that the IDF and the State of Israel are using, includes extraordinary measures that aim to deter terrorists and their family members. So one of the most famous examples is home demolitions. So if you want to discuss the death penalty in terms of deterrence, in terms of effectiveness, then we can look at the general understanding of deterrence when it comes to terrorism. So as we all know, a terrorist is a tough nut to crack. And this is since usually we are dealing with people who are ideologically motivated and people who are willing to lose their life in the process of promoting their goals. And therefore, most tools of deterrence are actually aimed at family members rather than the terrorist, him or herself. And as such, a law which will obligate, and this is the aim of the law, to obligate a death sentence is something that will probably not reach the outcome of the offer of the law. In fact, if we read the explanatory note attached to the law, it is quite odd because it says that today terrorists are not deterred because they have very good conditions within the prisons. But the very minister who promotes the law, Itamar Ben-Gvir, is the one who is responsible for the conditions in prison. So it is maybe easier to deal with those conditions rather than to find an alternative solution. Also, from scientific studies that were made in relation to home demolitions, we know that extraordinary measures to fight terrorism can be effective, but for a short while, and in a limited scope in terms of geography, for example. So home demolitions, if they are deployed, can be effective for a short while, around a month, and they can be effective for a very limited area, say a neighborhood. So we know that even when there is some scientific proof of effectiveness in terms of deterrence, it is a limited one. And it is quite hard to predict what will be in the context of a death sentence. And I think that this is something that should be investigated beforehand rather than promoting a law and then waiting to see what will happen.
In terms of
there's too much at stake.
In terms of the home demolitions, surely that's built in into the, in inverted commas, price that the terrorists know they're going to pay. The Palestinian Authority are paying terrorists anyway. Surely this is just almost performative. It's theater. It's I can't imagine that this is a real deterrent. And
absolutely.
You know what? I don't know what the studies show.
No, we can see from the practice of home demolitions and the level of the threat from the areas in which it was deployed that it is usually actually counterproductive, in the sense that home demolitions seek to lower the status of the family at hand, but at the end of the day, the family and the terrorist team or herself become local heroes. We are seeing that the community and the Palestinian Authority are hugging and promoting the family, helping them to build a better house. And we're actually seeing lines of terrorists within families. So for example, Islam Naji was a terrorist who killed in 2008 a soldier called Ronen Lubarsky in the West Bank. And Islam Naji was a child whose home was demolished twice because his elder brothers were also involved in terrorist activity. So when he was questioned, he actually stated, well, ever since the IDF destroyed my house, I wanted to pay back. I wanted to find a way to pay back and to retrieve the honor of my family. So this is definitely counterintuitive in this regard. And of course, Israel faces very harsh criticism in when it comes to the deployment of military force against terrorism, especially these days. So we don't need to add extra wood to the bonfire. It is burning quite high at the moment. We're not even sure that it will be constructive on the essential level. I personally don't believe that the bill will actually be promoted because the prime minister is against it, especially at this time around. So at the end of the day, we are left with the political player Itamar Ben-Gvir that never misses an opportunity to miss an opportunity to act like an adult. And apologies for the harsh words.
But no, but it's, look, I think it could be a lot harsher.
Responsible,
and not only that, is that this is hardly something that Israel needs to add to the claims of genocide, which we know aren't. It might not be valid, but all it does is add layers and layers to a negative narrative that is not going to go anywhere anyway. So it is just, even from a perception point of view, surely it's very, very damaging.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But in summary, you don't believe that this is something that has any chance of.
There is a higher chance that we will see elections soon than the bill being promoted in practice. That's what I believe, and I think that this bill and actions of this sort are the best indication that election season is coming in Israel.
Mm. That is where we leave it. Tal Mimran, thank you for that, and great to chat to you again. 6:24. Give me your view. 0618951019. Do you think that reintroducing the death penalty for terrorists in Israel is a good idea? Would you say that comparatively, or that South Africa should look at it as well for perpetrators of violent crimes, and some of them that we've seen over the last number of years?